This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. San Francisco is about to become the first major American city to average more than $4 for a gallon of gasoline. Right now, the official city average for a gallon of self-serve regular unleaded hovers at $3.97. But many San Francisco gas stations are already charging more than $4 a gallon. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, as you can imagine, Bay Area motorists aren't happy.
There are two gas stations at the corner of 17th and Potrero in San Francisco's South of Market neighborhood, so motorists do have a choice. They can pay $4.07 at this Shell station or a penny less per gallon across the street.
It's hard to believe it's over four.
The price makes Charlotte Empey wince.
I hate it. I wish I had a Prius.
Does it change your driving habits at all?
I probably try to combine trips more, lessen my commute as much as I can.
At another pump, John Plax says the gas prices encouraged him to leave his big Infiniti at home while he and his wife get by with her VW Jetta.
You know, actually, we've been trying to minimize our driving for a long time. So, you know, we've tried to be more conscious about the environment for a long time and try to use public transit whenever we can. We're actually moving to a new home that's much closer, right on the Muni line. And one thing we really like about that is the access to public transit. It's a big deal for us.
In fact, people are using public transit more. Ridership on the regional transit lines, such as BART and Caltrain, is rising. But there are plenty of people who don't have a choice but to drive.
Take a cab and make the cab driver pay for the gas.
Take San Francisco cab driver Greg Goebel. He pays $100 a day to lease his red and yellow Crown Victoria. It gets about 12 to 15 miles to the gallon, and it costs him an average of $50 per day for gas.
I'm less willing to ride for an order, and I'm more willing to sit in a hotel line or an airport line and count myself as having a good day if I spent less money on gas. Well, if you do that, you're taking care of less people who live in the city, and you're not going to go out of your way to try to take care of somebody.
So what keeps him in the cab business? For one, flexible hours means he's available to his 10-year-old daughter, and he likes the work.
Driving daytime, you're dealing with a lot of our seniors and our elders in this city. I help them to the door and I help them into the cab, and they just think it's the greatest thing. And you know, that's worth more than money to me.
Economists who study drivers' responses to gas prices say over the short run, consumers don't really change their driving habits. Chris Knittle, an economist at UC Davis, says Californians, like most Americans, are locked in their cars.
That might be suburban sprawl, which puts us farther away from our jobs. The increase in dual-income earning families, where now we have two people driving to work instead of one. What I like to call the soccer mom effect, which is we feel that we have to drive our kids to more places than we used to.
It's not unusual for California to lead the nation in gasoline prices, but motorists here are already bracing for another milestone as the price of oil continues to soar, all of which leads cabbie Greg Goebel to one conclusion.
I tell you, you know, we're heading towards five. It's just crazy. Hopefully gas will become a thing of the past.
Until then, California drivers are stuck shelling out at the pump, and motorists across the country can get what may be a preview of prices in their future. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
To find out more about why gas prices are rising around the country, check out npr.org.